From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The police chief in the southern U.S. city of Dallas, Texas, says three suspects are in custody and they are negotiating with a fourth suspect who has fired on officers from a downtown parking garage. The gunman is linked to the killing of five police officers and the wounding of six others Thursday night at the conclusion of a Black Lives Matter demonstration. Dallas Police Chief David Brown says the gunman is threatening to take more lives.
And that there are bombs all over the place in this garage and in downtown. So we are being very careful in our tactics so that we don't injure or put any of our officers in harm's way, including the citizens of Dallas.
Authorities are unsure if more suspects may be involved in the attack on the Dallas police. Dallas Mayor Mike Rollins talked about the police response.
It is a heartbreaking morning to lose these four officers that proudly served our citizens. To say that our police officers put their life on the line every day is no hyperbole, ladies and gentlemen. It's a reality.
The police officers were fired on just as a demonstration was wrapping up over the fatal shootings of two black men by police officers in two other states, the killing of Alton Sterling in Louisiana and Philando Castile in Minnesota, sparked protests in several U.S. cities Thursday. State and federal investigations are underway into the shootings in both states. The officers involved in those shootings are on administrative leave. The U.S. and South Korea have announced plans to deploy the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense